This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 102 to 107. So you start with iactanti talia. So tossing out such things. Now it's talking about Aeneas right before this. And then what happens is stridens procella aversa. So a howling, opposing gust, howling opposite blast by the aquilone, by the north wind, velum ferret, hits the sail, fluctusque tollit, and lifts the waves ad sidera, to the stars. And of course, this is a hyperbole here. It doesn't lift the waves all the way to the stars, but he's just emphasizing exactly how violent the storm is. Franguntur remi, the oars are shattered, the oars are broken. Tum prora avertit, then the prow turns away. Et undis dilatus, and it gives its side to the waves. So now it is definitely facing the wrong way into the waves. It has its side to the waves, and so it's much more likely to be able to roll because of the force of the waves. In sequitur preruptus mons aquae, so a towering mountain of water follows cumulo in a mass. So this is where the wave is breaking over the ship. He pendant, some hang. So normally he would be these, but since you've got he then he's, it is saying some and then others. So some hang, sumo and flucte, and fluctu, on the top of the wave. Unda de hiscens, a splitting wave. Terram apertit, opens the ground. Inter fluctus, between the waves. His, to others. Okay, so for the others. Furit aestus harenis, the tide rages on the sands. And so what you've got here so far is you've got tossing out such things, a howling opposite blast by the north wind strikes the sail and lifts the waves to the stars. The oars are broken. Then the prow turns away and gives its side to the waves. A towering mountain of water follows in a mass. Some, so of course this is referring to men, some hang on the top of the wave. For others, a splitting wave opens the land between the waves. And so again, this is part of the hyperbole. This continues the hyperbole. Exactly how tall are these waves? So tall that it's almost using every single drop of water, and you can see the land. Furit aestus harenas, and the tide rages on the sands or with the sands. This could be taken as an ablative of means. All right, so that's the end of 107. So when we pick back up, it's going to talk about a particular set of rocks that's sitting out there. They're called the altars, which is a very dangerous, this huge ridge that some of the ships are going to end up being just basically thrown against and causing tremendous damage to the fleet.